tremendously. You've been blessed too, often said. If whether you believe in the Lord, believe in there's a God or not, He exists. It's a great miracle to me how right now we're at right around 20%, 20.5% oxygen in this room right now. Some folks is fanning themselves, maybe kind of hot, but I thank the Lord for how He puts everything together. And I've often said it, I'm sure glad we've got padded pews and got air conditioning and got furnace heat and got cars get to and from where we need to go. A lot of things we take for granted. I thank the good Lord that somebody didn't run the stop sign and T-bone you when you came through the intersection. I'm glad that the lug nuts didn't come loose and a wheel fall off and you lose control. I'm glad the tie rod didn't break. I know of people, they was driving home, thought they was going home, and the tie rod snapped on the car, and they lost their life. They was done right there. I'm glad we all made it safe to church today. And I'm glad, and I thank God for it. And you may not, and that's all right, but I'm going to thank Him for getting us here, thank Him for everything that He's done. And just in case, I'm covered either way. If I go home and the tie rod breaks, or if I go home and the lug nuts come loose, or if I go home and someone comes through the intersection and runs a stop sign or stoplight, they may hit me and end my life in this world. But I thank God there's another world where I'm going. Another place where I'm going, another place I won't have to worry about things. And I'm glad for that this morning. We're going to ask, if you would, go to the Gospel of Luke in the 24th chapter. We have a thought upon our heart. God's placed upon our heart. And the Lord actually gave us this thought a couple of weeks ago, about maybe a month ago, actually. The Lord laid this on our heart. We'll be in the Gospel of Luke, 24th chapter. We're going to start reading at the first verse. We didn't know who's going to be Lord's going to preach this on Easter, but I guess it being an Easter message, as some folks would say, the Lord placed upon our heart for today. I don't think we'll get through the whole message. If anything, it might be a continuance for some folk. Last night, the Lord actually started this message last night with us. Last night, we had our communion service last night. And the Lord sort of put this right along with it. And if we don't get done today, which we don't think we will, we'll carry it on over into the night. So, Gospel of Luke, the 24th chapter, we're going to start reading at the first verse. We're going to read this verse. We thank you for standing with us, that you're able. And I ask you to keep standing if you're able. I'd like to pray with y'all. The Bible says in Gospel of Luke, 24th chapter, starting at the first verse. Now, upon the first day of the week, very early in the morning, they came into the sepulchre, bringing the spices which they had prepared, and certain others with them. And they found the stone rolled away from the sepulchre. And they entered in and found not the body of the Lord Jesus. And it came to pass, as they were much perplexed thereabout, behold, two men stood by them in shining garments. And as they were afraid and bowed down their faces to the earth, they said unto them, Why seek ye the living among the dead? Would you help us pray? Precious God, we come to you, Lord Father, this morning. We thank you and praise you and glorify you for everything that you do. We thank you, Lord, for the blessed hope and the blessed assurance, Lord Father, that you give us, Lord Father, in our heart. We thank you, Lord Father, for the blessed hope that we have. Lord Father, everything that you do in our life. God, we thank you for everything. We thank you for the congregation that we see. We thank you, Lord Father, for your word that you preserve. God, just many things we can thank you for, but Father, we pray today, God, that you would know in our heart, Lord Father, and revelate us, not just me, but Father, the congregation. We ask you, Lord Father, to preach us unlike you never preached us before. God, that power and that gospel and that Holy Ghost anointing, Lord Father, that it can only come from you. God, speak through us today to the heart of everybody that's here. And God, we do know, Lord Father, that this word will not return unto you void, but Lord Father, it'll serve the purpose by which you sent it. Oh God, we thank you today, Father. There's hearts here that's troubled. There's hearts here, Lord Father, that's depressed. Father, there might be blackened hearts here that's lost. But God, I do know this. You're a heart fixer, Lord God. You're the best heart surgeon ever heard of, Lord Father. And Lord, if we need a heart transplant, Lord God, I believe you can do it today. And God, so I praise you and thank you and glorify you, Lord God. It's in this son's sweet, precious name we pray. Amen and amen. Amen. Thank you for standing and reading with us this morning. The thought that's upon our heart is, why seek ye the living amongst the dead? Why seek ye the living amongst the dead? Here in this gospel, the 24th chapter, We all do know of the Easter Sunday service, the Easter Sunday messages that will be preached throughout the land today. And some that have already been preached. Some churches have sunrise service. They get there before dawn and they have church and they'll have service. And when the dawn breaks, they'll go outside and sing Amazing Grace. Now I want folks to realize this today, that this is the day that the Lord rose upon, the first day of the week.
Yeah.
Bible says after he was crucified, he had told the disciples, he said, as Jonah was in the belly of the whale for 3 days and three nights, he said he would rise again on the third day. He also told Herod and told the high priest that when he was crucified upon the cross, he said, I will arise the third day. He told him at another time, he said, I shall tear down this temple, but I'll build her up again in 3 days. A lot of times, folks, really, people don't realize when God was prophesying and Christ was telling the folks of the things that would happen, they would look at him, they would scoff, and they would mock. And no doubt, if you was to take a poll today, I was looking at some things, and as I was studying, and just about most everybody in the world, and most of history, and not maybe not all, but most of history, and most of the people today, whether no matter who they are or where they're from, they believe that Jesus Christ did exist.
Amen.
They say that out of all the Christian people that profess to be Christians in the world, they say over 2 billion of them believe that Christ actually existed. Do you know also that over 1 billion Muslims believe that Christ did exist? Over hundreds of millions of Hindus believe that Christ did exist. Over hundreds of millions of Buddhists believe that Christ did exist. I went to look at and research and come to find out that 98% of the world believes that Jesus Christ was actually a man that walked upon the face of the earth. And I do know this, that there might be some, I think that it was like around 3%, there was a difference, there was a point something, so we're going to say, just for the sake of today, about 3% of the world don't even believe that Christ existed. But that didn't stun me, that didn't surprise me. Even today, I do believe probably everybody here might be one or two, maybe more, that about 98% of this congregation believes that Christ did actually exist. He actually did walk upon this earth. He actually did walk and eat and breathe the air. He actually did. I mean, if you think about it, though, they try to change it now, Brother James, but even the actual date of our birth, the dates of our being, is based and hinges upon the birth and the death of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
We are now living in 2013 AD. We're living in the time of 2013 years after the death of Christ. And I don't think it's remarkable. I don't think it's a miracle that most people believe that Christ does exist. But here in the Gospel of Luke, in the 24th chapter, the Bible says he did die, but on that third and glorious appointed morning that he told everybody was, he did rise up from the grave.
Amen.
He is alive.
Amen.
The Bible says he arose from that empty, he arose from that tomb. Can I say, the Bible said it wasn't even his tomb, it was a borrowed tomb. Joseph's name from Arimathea was a rich man who had hewed out that sepulcher. He hewed out that rock to put dead bodies, maybe even been his own body that he had preserved for that grave. But no, the Bible says when Jesus died upon that cross, Joseph of Arimathea went to the high priest and went to Pilate and asked him that if he would give him the body in that of Jesus Christ. Oh, bless his sweet name today. I don't know about you all, but I'm starting to feel pretty good. And the Bible says that when Joseph of Arimathea, he had went unto Pilate and the high priests and the scribes, they told him, he said, I want the body and that of Christ. Now in the Jewish tradition and the Jewish beliefs and Jewish heritage and the things that they passed down, they would normally take these spices that they would make and take anointments and oils and stuff, and they would anoint the body and wrap it in a burial shroud and anoint that shroud and that for burial. But the Bible says that the preparation day for the Sabbath was drawn close, and it was under the laws that they could not leave someone dying upon the cross because of that time, and they could not do any work on the preparation day before the Sabbath. So the Bible says they took him down and they put him in that borrowed tomb, and
and all the people that wanted to know him, Mary Magdalene and Joanna and all the others that would come later on that third morning, they would come with the spices and the anointments and the oils to anoint Jesus Christ's body and anoint the things that was going on and to do the things that was happening. They loved Jesus Christ. He made a difference in their life. He had done things for them, and them people, they loved Jesus Christ. Amen. Can I say something this morning? Can I pause right there in the message? Oh, if people would just see and love Jesus Christ. Amen. Not fall in love with him, because I'm one of them people that believes if you can fall in love with someone or something, that means you can fall out of it. But the time that I encountered the Jesus Christ in my life, I had this feeling that I loved him. But every day since then, Sister Michelle, that love has gotten bigger and gotten stronger. Yeah. It has grown. Oh, bless the Lord. It's big, it's great, and it's mighty. Oh, if folks would just see how good Jesus is and let him love you, you'll love him. And if you walk with him, I know he'll walk with you. And over the days and over hours and over minutes and over weeks and over months and over years, you will find yourself growing more and more in love and that with Jesus Christ. I mean, I love my wife. I love her more than anything else upon this earth. Hey, I was raised this way, and I've told my kids this. I said, me and your mama was together before you came, and we'll be together after you're gone. That's how much I love my wife. But the day that I stood up there and in front of all the people that was gathering to that church house, and I said the vows that God put upon my heart, and I said my I do's unto her, I loved her, Brother Dave. I loved her with all my heart. Sister Becky, I loved her with everything that I had. I just didn't know I didn't have much. But as the years went on and the years kept going, more and more that love for my wife has grown and grown and grown. And I don't know about you right now, but I love Jesus Christ and I love my wife, and I've been together with them for years, and there's no way, no way, no how you could ever pluck that out of my heart. No way you can take that away from me. I love him this morning. I love him for everything that he done for me. And the Bible says he loved me first. And the Bible says Jesus Christ, when he came upon this earth, he loved every person that ever was. He loved every woman, every man. He loved every boy and every girl. He loved every child. He loved all the people that was created. And the Bible says he gave his life for every single one of us because he loved us. I've heard it said, you've heard it said, they've made poems, they've made trinkets out of it, they've made collectibles out of it, and they'll have a little nail and a little card on that thing. They say it wasn't the nails that held Christ to the cross. Amen. I don't think it was either. It wasn't the ropes or anything that they hoisted him up with. It wasn't the crown of thorns that held him on the cross. But it was the love for you and the love for me that kept him upon that cross. Oh, yes, Paul. Yeah. He didn't even have to go to the cross. Oh, yeah. He could have snapped his fingers and killed all the bad people and kept all the good people. The problem was, there was none that was good. No, not one. Between you and could be. Yeah. But Jesus said, I'll lay down my life for him. He says, Father, I'll go and pay the debt. I'll pay for their sins. I'll die upon the cross. I'll shed my life's blood. I'll do what it takes, Father, that we might redeem these people that fat on the inside and fat on the outside. But Father, when I give my life unto you, and they will give my life upon the cross, he said, well, clean them up on the inside and give them a love like you never know.
Amen. Bless his name.
Amen.
Yeah.
Woo!
Yeah.
Bless his sweet name this morning. Jesus Christ loves every single one of you. It don't matter where you've been. It don't matter what you've done. You might say, preacher, I was afraid to come this morning thinking that the doors would collapse, the walls would fall in, the roof would fall on us, because I've been such the rottenest person you've ever been. Oh, bless your heart this morning. You may be a rotten, low-down, good-for-nothing scoundrel, but just as bad as you are, your badness cannot overcome God's goodness, and your hatred cannot overcome Jesus Christ's love. It don't matter what you've done. It don't matter where you've been. He still loves you this morning.
Amen,
he does. And the Bible says here in Luke chapter 24, the Bible says this is after he was crucified upon the cross. Can I tell you? He suffered for all of us. Friend, hear me, friend. He suffered for you. He was mocked. He was ridiculed. They beat him. They smacked him. They crowned him with a crown of thorns. They made fun of him. The servants one time, after he was beaten, they beat him with a thing called a canine tail. They would take these reeds, taking these cattails, they would tie them together and make them a wheel. And either they He done that for you.
Praise Him.
Amen. I mean, that's how much He loved us. You say, preacher, this is a brutal Easter message. Oh, no, that's not the Easter message. That's the crucifixion message. But you can't have Easter without reason why you have Easter. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I mean, Christ just didn't hip scotch and skip to a grave and say, I'm going in there and camping out. I'm going to roast some marshmallows. I'm going to put the free peace and care about Jesus Christ. Hey, He died for us and He paid the penalty that all of us owe.
Yeah.
I mean, I know it's not right. I was coming to church and somebody was flashing their lights. And there's one of them officers trying to hide out, trying to get me for speeding. I wasn't speeding, but they was trying to catch me and break the law. And I know some of you might be saying, yeah, they do the same thing to me. They'll try to sneak and hide. You can't help it. They've got so many laws nowadays. You can't help it. You break one of them laws, and if you get caught, you've got to pay for it. Well, God's no different, but God's got two simple laws.
Yeah,
and then two simple laws are linked to one. But if you break that law, you can't hide from that law.
Amen.
But God's not angry with you. He doesn't want to punish you. He wants to get you out of breaking the law. The Bible says to worship the Lord thy God. Love the Lord thy God. Jesus said, this is everything of the law confines to these two little things. Right here, love Him. Love Jesus Christ. Preacher, you don't understand. If I love Jesus Christ and go the way you're going, all my friends are going to leave me. I won't have no more fun. My life will change. My girlfriend, my boyfriend, my wife, my husband, my kids may not want to do with me. And I don't even know what kind of life I'll have after that. You know what I thought? I thought the same thing to you sitting where you're sitting at. Oh, bless this tonight. I was sitting right there. Oh, God, help us. It's almost 1 o'clock. But I want you to know something right now. I want you to know right now, it don't matter what the devil tries to play in your mind. The devil told me my wife wouldn't want nothing to do with me. My kids would think I was crazy. My friends, I would have to walk away from my friends. I couldn't hang out with them no more. Do you know what happened? God started dealing with my heart, and He started speaking about what the devil was speaking about mine. I stood up, I stepped out. God saved my soul, and I didn't know it then. But after I got saved and started loving Jesus Christ like He loved me, my wife got saved, my kids got saved, my friends didn't want to hang out with me no more. I couldn't help that. I called up, say, I'll come over, I'll hang out with you. I just won't drink no more. I ain't going to do the things we did before. I ain't going to smoke them bad cigarettes.
Yeah.
I ain't going to gamble no more and play the lottery. dead things.
Yeah, that's right.
I would try to live my life and do the things that were dead in the eyes of the Lord. I was trying to find something living among things that was dead. Can I say something this morning? You may have came this morning, and you might be one of that 98% that believes Jesus Christ exists, but you're not part of the percentage that believes that Christ really does live.
Yeah, come on.
Or you might be part of that percentage that says, yes, I believe Christ lives, but you only believe it up here, but you don't believe it down here. We got a whole lot of head believers, but none of the heart believers. Mm-hmm. I thought about this. You ever seen, I said, got a bumper stick on, on his back of his truck. He says, proud to be a Cherokee. Proud to be a Cherokee. Now, I don't know about you all and the crowd that you all run around, but Tony and all the people I ran around, everybody wants to claim to be a Cherokee Indian. Everybody wants to claim they got Indian in their bloodline. Oh, preacher, I'm 0.5762% Cherokee Indian. You are not. Don't you feed me that jargon, that line. You say, preacher, I got Indian in my blood. You may have Indian in your blood way back then, but you ain't got none now. That's like when people say, preacher, I believe in Jesus. I got 0.827% God inside my body, and I'm a believer. God help you.
Amen.
Hey, if you want to be an Indian, you got to be full-blooded.
Yeah.
If you want to be a Jew, you got to be full-blooded.
Yeah.
If you're going to be a Christian, you got to be full-blooded.
Amen. Yeah. Amen.
Yeah. Amen. Gotta be full blooded, friend. Gotta be. Why? You're speaking living. You're trying to find things that are alive. You're trying to find something that'll help you feel alive. You're trying to so chase yourself to something that's a living, but you're trying to do it amongst dead things.
Amen.
Oh, yeah. Back then, them people, even the believers, don't feel bad. You're in the same company of all the people that walk with Jesus Christ. Listen to this. The Bible even said, even them that crucified him, even them that put him away in Matthew chapter 27, you believe it is. Starting at verse 62, the Bible says that the high priest and the Pharisees all went to Pilate. And they said, now listen, Pilate, this man doesn't brag about how he's going to rise up again on the third day. What we need to do is to keep from them religious folk stealing his body on Sunday. Let's make sure they can't steal it.
Yeah.
Let's folks believe they actually didn't raise up. Pilate says, you know what to do? Make her sure. They said, oh yeah, Pilate, what we're going to do is put a big stone in front of that sepulcher where no man can roll the stone away. And we'll make her sure to put two fellas there to guard that stone. That way nobody can come up and take that stone.
Yeah.
Well, bless you, sweet enough. I'm glad they put that stone there to no man can roll away. Why are you mad, preacher? Because only one person can roll that stone away.
Man.
Oh, and that third morning, Mary Magdalene and Joanna and Mary the mother of James, they all came to that sepulcher, but that stone had been rolled away. The Bible says that an angel of the Lord came down from heaven, and there was a mighty earthquake.
Yeah,
and then two fellas that were standing guard like nobody could move that stone, the Bible says they fell as dead men.
Yeah,
and the angel of the Lord showed up and rolled that stone away. Can I get to take something this morning? Death could not hold it. Satan couldn't keep it. Sin couldn't conquer him. He's Jesus Christ. He said, I'll lay down my life.
Yeah.
I'll take her up again.
Yeah,
he said, I'm laying it down for you. I'm going to get up for you because I love you this
day. Yeah, amen. Bless you.
Amen. Amen. Give him a car keys. Give him a car keys. Amen. Praise you, text and believe. Not miss me, you know. Amen. Bible said back in the day, Satan, he's the one that had the keys of death. He was the one that had the keys to them things. He's the one that can take you and kill you and throw you into the grave and not let you out. But Jesus came and prophesied unto him. He said, don't you fear a man that can kill your body,
that's right,
but can't do nothing to your soul.
Amen.
He said, but fear the one that can kill your body and kill your soul and cast them both into hell. Oh, yeah.
Right.
I believe the devil bought that for sure. He said, I'll get that Jesus Christ back. You know, I took him in the wilderness, and after I told him all the things trying to tempt him, but he wouldn't yield to my temptation. All the things he done made me look like a fool. He put me in that desert. Every time I tried to tempt him, you'd get hurt. But Satan or Jesus looked at Satan and said, it is written. He said, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. Every time Satan would tempt Jesus Christ just smacked him down. If you'll have it, take him the Holy Ghost smack down with the word of God.
Amen.
Oh, Satan was stewing. Satan was mad. Didn't like it. But when Jesus died upon the cross, oh, Satan thought he had him. Oh, Satan thought he had him good now. They said, oh, yeah, we got anything I can do. Anything he can do. I got the keys of the grave. Oh, Jesus can't come out. You know, if that God breaks this one, oh, I'm ready to fly away.
Yeah,
Satan said, I got the keys. I got the keys. Oh, sin. And Satan, they could talk to one another. Sin would talk to Satan and said, oh, yeah, I'll bring him to you. Sin told Satan, he said, but you got to keep him in the, got to keep him here in the presence. Satan said, I got the keys. Amen. Death got him bound up in that grave. He can't get out.
Yeah.
Here it was on that first day after he was tied upon that cross into that tomb, right? Satan's going, no worry, I got the keys. Sin, don't you worry about a single thing, I got him locked up. Second day, sin, he come back around and looked at Satan dead. Said, hey, you still got Jesus in that grave? He said, oh, yeah. Got the keys right here. Friend, I got the thing right here. I believe they was bragging. I believe they was singing the death of Jesus Christ. Saying, oh, yeah, he's gone. We ain't got to worry about nothing. He ain't coming back. We got him bound up. But on that third day, I believe sin came to Satan and said, Satan, do you still have him? Satan said, well, let me tell you, I got to explain this to you. He said, I don't know what happened. He was there last night. He was there yesterday. He said, we left him in there. We knew he couldn't get out. He said, but this morning we got up and I looked and saw everything's gone and I can't find my keys. I don't know where they went or where they went. I'm telling you, I ain't going to be there that morning. You may come and visit my body. You may You want to believe in Jesus Christ. You want to believe that He's real, that He really is alive. But you ain't going to believe until you see it for yourself. When Jesus appeared unto Thomas, He told Thomas, He said, touch my hands, touch my side. He said, Thomas, you see and you believe. But blessed are they that have not seen, but still yet believe. Can I say this morning, by the time you see Jesus Christ to help you believe, it's going to be too late. We got the end right. One more point. Bible says that two fellows are walking on a road on the way to Emmaus on that third day. Two of his disciples, two of his people. Now, a lot of folks think disciples, they think the 12, they had more disciples than the 12.
Amen.
He just listed the 12 disciples, they were the apostles, they were the ones that probably the Christ had chosen, but they were following one of the disciples. Him and another buddy was walking down the road in the way of the maze. And the Bible says that they was walking. They were heartbroken. They had talked amongst themselves. And Jesus got up next to them and began to walk. And they didn't know it was Jesus Christ walking with them. And Jesus knew that they was communing with things and talking about things. He said, what's wrong, fellas? Can I talk that way? I mean, I can't quote it to you exactly. In South London, can I speak in South London Hebrew?
Yeah.
He said, what's going on, fellas? They said, don't you know that you've been around? He said, what's happening? He said, 3 days ago, said they killed Jesus of Nazareth. They said, they killed him. Killed him on the cross. They took him and killed him. It's been 3 days. We're all tore up. We don't know what we're going to do. There's Cleophas and his friend walking down the road, not knowing the whole entire time it's Jesus Christ walking. They said, friend, you don't understand. You ain't been around. I don't know if Jesus had a sense of humor back then, if he wasn't. But Tony, I don't believe he's going, you don't know I'm right next to you. You don't know I'm right next to you. And the Bible says from the book of Moses, from the writings of Moses and all the prophets, he expanded the scriptures unto them, everything about himself. And they got so excited, they said, friend, we're going to eat. Would you like to come in and abide with us, part two? Would you like to come in and stay with our house? And Jesus stayed with them. They said, friend, will you bless the bread? And Jesus blessed the bread and broke it. And as soon as he said that blessing, and as soon as he broke that bread, the Bible says our eyes were open. They said, whoa, he's here, he's here.
Amen.
They looked at one another. Jesus took off. They looked at one another. They said, didn't our hearts burn within us as he spoke? Can I say something this morning? You may think, you may have thought that Jesus actually existed, but can I tell you he's not dead? He's alive. Can I tell you something? You all go into the Chinese restaurants and the Indian restaurants, and you see that big image of Buddha, that statue? Buddha actually exists. Do you know what they have left of Buddha? All they got is a tooth. That's all they got, the tooth of Buddha. But they worship without that tooth. So you can now find the tooth of Buddha. Confucius was a great person of renown or intelligence. But Confucius didn't think, you know, you crack open the Chinese cookie, the fortune cookies and everything. You know, people searching for his grave will find his bones. The Jews love King David. They say King David is the patriarch. He's the one, but even Peter said, you can go to his tomb, you can find his bones.
Yeah.
But for over 2013, 2014 years, you know, they've looked high and low. They've searched every grain of sand. They've dug every hole you can dig over in Israel. They've looked, but they've never found a bone. They've never found the tomb of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Did he not exist? Oh, yes, he sure did. But he got up on the third day. I believe right now, if we was to do a survey in Mount Zion Baptist Church and ask everybody who wants to go to hell, I don't think that too many people would want to volunteer to go. Ain't that right? But even people ain't saved should say, amen, I don't want to go to hell either. As we said last night, you got to strike when the iron's hot. You got to strike. Be quick with these things.
I'm afraid of hell.
Yeah. Amen. I was too. But right in the world will rob them from you. Time robs them from you. You're spinning your wheels looking for something that's alive amongst dead things. But Christ is alive. You want something living and get something accomplished in your life, turn your life over to Jesus Christ.
Yeah, amen.
Give your life to Him, friend. I guarantee you, you'll have the time, you'll be blessed, you'll have a great life. Preacher, will I have sad times and hurtful times? Oh yeah, you will.
Amen.
You'll have hurtful times. I've had them. Some of you've had them. But can I tell you something about my bad times and my hurtful times? I've got somebody walking through them fire.
Yeah.
And His name is Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
I work at Warren County Sewer Plant. I work at the sewer plant. I run at the water. I can't remember his name. He was there a couple weeks ago working on the water line. We're sitting by that sewer plant. And some folks say, "You are in a sewer plant? How nasty a job could that be?" Man, it's like tiptoeing through the tulips because I'm saved. There's not a bad smell. There's nothing bad around me. You say, "Preacher, you're nuts." No, I'm saved.
Amen.
Jesus is alive and He lives in me. Hold on for you. And you can have Him living in you too. Wouldn't you like to have a better life? Don't you think there's something better out there? Have you reached the end of your rope and say, "Preacher, there's nothing left"? Maybe you're thinking today this is my lot in life. Maybe you're thinking, "Preacher, you don't understand my circumstance. You don't understand my situation. If I told you my situation, told you my circumstance, you would understand. That's the reason why I can't come to church. That's the reason why I can't get saved. That's the reason why I can't go to heaven. That's the reason why I got to go to hell, preacher. If you knew my circumstance, that'd be the reason why." You know how foolish that sounds? There's not one problem, there's not one circumstance in your life that God cannot help you get through.
Amen, that's right.
Preacher, I'm dying of a disease. God will be there with you. Preacher, can't pay my house payment. God will be there with you. Preacher, can't take care of my kids. God will be there with you. Preacher, my life's spinning out of control. God will be up there with you. Amen. And out of all those things, you put a smile on your face.
Amen.
You put a smile on your face. Oh, the fact today, I can tell you the depths of God's love. I can't tell it to you. My vocabulary, friend, ain't big enough to describe the love of God. But you know how He can do it for you. He can make you feel it in your heart. Christian, follow if you would, Mr. Utah. Happy Easter, everybody. Y'all go sound good.
Yeah.
been? Does he live in your house? Does he live in your car? You got him in the truck like a spare tire? Where's Christ at today, friend? Where's he at today? Stand with us. Stand with us. Come on, church. Stand with us. Church, you pray. Church, you pray. If you have need of prayer right now, won't you please come? Come on, friend. You've stayed too long in that state. You've stayed too long in that circumstance. You've sought out for things. You've looked for happiness. You've looked for some kind of relief in your life. You've looked and you've looked and you've looked and you can't find it. Why can't you? Because that peace, that relief, that peace that only Jesus Christ can give, he's been right next to you all along. You've been looking for something else, but he's right there standing next to you. So you come unto me. You've labored, you're broke down, you're poor inside. I want to make you rich. Step out right now. Step out right now. Don't wait, don't wait. Step out. Come on, friend. Come on. What are you waiting on, friend? Oh. Oh, you know he's talking to your heart. You know he is. You've tried everything. You've tried going to concerts. You try to listen to the so-called gospel music on the radio trying to make you feel good. You try to replay memories struck in past childhood to make you feel good, but it never makes you feel good. It never gives you that peace. Everybody in here today is wanting some kind of peace in their life. They want peace with their wife. They want peace with their husband. They want peace in their home. They want peace in their job. Oh, the world will give you a peace and it'll take it away from you. But Jesus says, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. But it's my peace. Can I tell you something, Brian? I'll fight, I'll kick, I'll scream, I'll kick. I've done had that peace of God. I've tasted that peace. Paul, I know what it's like to be born again. I've felt God in my life. I'll do everything I can to keep that peace in my life. Paul, I've lived on the other side of the tracks. I've lived that bad life. I've lived that sinful life. Hey, friend, look at me. Don't distract yourself. Look at me. You know God's talking to you. You know God's dealing with your heart. He wants to give you that peace. But the devil's telling you, don't you do it. You think something's going to happen to you. The devil said, folks are going to look at you funny. It don't matter what everybody else looks at. It don't matter what everybody else says. It's God. Come on, step out right now. Keep playing. Don't get faint on me, brother. Come on, church. Don't get weary and well done. Right now, if you're a child of God and you know God's dealing with people, I'd step out and pray for them if it was me. Oh, yeah, friend. Oh, yeah, we're in serious business today, Brother Bill. Serious business is going on today. Come on, friends, step out. Oh, God, help us today. God's talking to hearts. God's a speaking, preacher. I didn't come for this today. I come to make myself feel better today, preacher. I want to feel good about myself. You know, if we came just to feel good about yourself, no doubt by the time the evening came, you'd feel bad again. But Jesus says, I'm here, I want to give you peace. That'll take you for the rest of your days and your life. Friends, you know it. God's going to spoke to you once you come. Oh, what are you waiting on, friend? Yeah. Bless you, Levi. Levi, down here, 3 years old, praying for you. Little boy can feel his heart. He's praying for you. Moms and dads are praying for children. Children are praying for moms and dads. Hey, mama, you know your baby, your little girl, your little boy. Would love for you to be enthralled and infused for God and go to church. Hey, Daddy, you know your kids would love to see you be an upstanding man in the church. You know they would long for that. Oh, how good your life would be, your home life would be. Preacher, you're getting personal. Preacher, you're getting mean. No, I'm not. I'm just letting you know how serious it is. God's here today. It's Easter Sunday. It's resurrection time. Jesus has already been resurrected. He's wanting to resurrect you today. Oh, yeah. Oh, man. Oh, Paul. Oh, yeah. I mean, what more can we do? Oh, boy, that's a pretty sound. That baby crying. That baby sounds pretty crying. It does. What that sounds like? Sounds like a new life, doesn't it? Sounds like life. You know, some of you's back there crying. Some of you's been fighting back tears. You know why? Because you know you want a better life. You want a new life. You want a brand new life. You say, preacher, you don't understand. No, I don't. But the God that's standing right there with you, Jesus Christ is standing right there. Say, it's me. It's me.
Amen.
It's not me up here. It's him standing in the pew with you. If your back's hurting you and you're weary, you can't stand anymore, go ahead and sit down. Go ahead and sit down. But you can tell him to stand, keep standing. Andy, come and get us a song. Chris, you go over here and keep playing. But get him a song and play with him. Here comes Sister Anna. You say, preacher, what are we doing? We're going to tear him.
Amen.
We're going to tear him. If you're going to say no, you're going to say no a lot.
Amen.
You're going to say no a lot. You say, preacher, I don't understand. God is dealing with folks' heart today. And I'm not willing to give up on God. And friend, I'm not giving up on you. I love you. If I could give you the peace that I have in my heart, if I could give you the salvation that's inside of my heart, if I could give you God that's inside of my heart, I'd run back there and I would wrap you up in my arms and get you infected with it. But I can't do it. Why? Because the one who gave it to me is the one standing right there next to me.
Amen.
But you got to move.
Right.
Why is he standing there with me for him? He wants you to step out of your situation and step into his. Preacher, what am I going to step out for? In a health and step away from the things that you're used to. When I stepped out, oh, bless you, it's not it. When I stepped out my first step, and then right about here. Right about here, then my first step, right there. Right there is my first step. I made that first step. Jeff, you know what happened after that? I don't ever make another. Why don't you ever make another? I believe you can clap at it if you want. But I believe Jesus Christ was right there. And after I took that step, he carried me the rest of the way. He carried me the rest of the way. Tony, that's how much I believe he lives. Bill, that's how much I believe he lives. Bill, you know about hard times, don't you, Bill? When we know about good times, we look at it. Hard times may be for now, old. Bob says weeping may endure for a night. There's joy to come.
Yeah, amen.
Amen. Bob says not as far as spin. The fields are brown. Not saved. Why aren't you saved, friend? Why aren't you saved? Sing. Sing.
74.
Sing. Bless that hand. Anybody else? Preacher, I need help.
Bless that hand. Preacher, I need prayer in my life. Preacher, you understand. You might be one of them that's getting so far away from what you used to be. And you think there's no way you'll get back. Bless that hand. I tell you, there's no way you can get yourself back. But Jesus will bring you back. He's a friend that sits closer than a brother. He'll bring you back. All you got to do is let him. Anybody else want to raise their hand and say, preacher, pray for me. Preacher, pray for me. Right now, your family said, I hope they raise their hand. I hope they raise their hand. They've been praying for you. Come on, friend. This ain't going to save you. If you're going to get back in the good graces of God, if you're going to get your heart right with God, it starts with you. But if you want me to pray for you, to get down the road and I'll pray for you. You got somebody's hand. Let me know. Bless his name. Amen. Say one more verse. Lift up your hand, raise your eyes. Say one more verse and get out the cross. Easter Sunday. Glad you came today.
If you're not
saved, church,
look out your realms
Zion, and that's everybody. It's not just people that's members here, but that's everybody that's here today. I thank you that you allow God to preach through me to you today.
Amen.
It's an honor and a privilege. But can I tell you, it's not me. It's the very God, the creator of heaven and the earth,
yeah,
who's speaking to you today, speaking to your heart. All I can do is speak to your ears. That's all I can do. But God, he can speak to your heart.
Yeah.
In between that H and in between that T, there's an ear. E-A-R. There's an E. And God's the one that can speak to that. And if God's spoken to your heart today, you need to mind him. You need to follow him. If you follow the Lord, you can't go wrong.
Amen.
You can't go wrong. Bless his sweet name.